Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon and thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
No, that's not right. That's not supposed to be. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who put the extra grill in the back of McDonald's so they can serve breakfast all day.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to the show. It is our Father's Day non-spectacular, spectacular, not really Father's Day spectacular show.
Yes.
Happy Mother Day, too.
Happy Mother Days to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
rest my mom soul.
Oh, jeez, she looks so beautiful. The
she did. She was cremated though.
Oh, her urn was great.
It was nice.
I'm sorry that that was back when I used to smoke cigarettes. I'm sorry for using it as an ashtray, but nobody could tell the difference. But that's not what we're here for, boys.
It is not. It is not.
Fun facts every kid should know about Father's Day. Now, this is a listener suggested list.
Okay.
That they asked me to go over at the top of the show. And there's nothing better than me supporting the listener participation of this show.
Exactly. I'm with you on that 110%.
No matter how stupid these lists are.
Yes.
But there's no such thing as a stupid list.
This is a stupid list.
Here we should make a top 10 list of stupid lists.
And this would be number 4. Fun facts every kid should know about Father's Day. Number one, Father's Day was celebrated on June 19th, 1910, even before the modern zipper was invented.
What? So we were celebrating fathers before they even invented the zipper?
Before dads were able to protect their swims from oncoming wind, we were celebrating Father's Day.
Nice.
They're still wearing leaves or what?
They were still wearing fig leaves left.
They're loincloths.
You know what? Adam was actually pretty well endowed according to the size of fig leaves. Have you seen a real fig leaf?
I have not.
It's actually a very large leaf.
Is it bigger than the maple?
Yes. So Adam was
banging. Well, he did come from Africa.
That is, and you know what they say about those Africans?
They wear big fig leaves.
And they're and they're half donkey. Number two.
Sometimes.
The rose is the official flower for Father's Day. Wearing a red rose signifies a living father, while wearing a white one represents a deceased father.
Ooh.
Wow.
So the life just got zapped out of your rose.
So what happens if I wear a yellow?
That means
someone
you're
pissed on your white flower.
See, I was going to go with something like, that means you don't know who your daddy is.
You
don't know if he's dead or alive.
Yeah, he out there somewhere.
It's the friendship father.
Yeah, all I know is my mama don't like him. Number three, Father's Day was originally met with laughter. It was the target of much satire when a local newspaper complaining that it would lead to mindless promotions like National Clean Your Desk Day.
I don't get it.
Number four, during World War II, Father's Day became very popular as it was used to honor the troops fighting the war.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't know if your daddy was coming home.
Yeah, you didn't know. And then even when your daddy wasn't in the war, you still may have not known if your daddy was coming home.
Yes.
Yellow Rose. Number five, the world's oldest father, Ramjeet Ragham, an Indian farmer, was able to father a child at 96 years old.
Wow. Because our sperm just don't stop.
It never dies.
Sperm is forever.
We can ski to the window, to the wall, until we are take all those falls. Yeah. I was trying to rhyme something.
I guess the mother would have been younger.
Until I missed your mama's call.
Yeah, until I missed your mama's call. I want to know who is the woman that let 96-year-old Ramjeet.
She had to be under 45.
She had to be.
Because menopause is a killer.
Exactly. And if she, because you know, after a certain age.
Ramjeet got money.
After a certain age, women's eggs become scrambled.
They do. How you like your eggs? Scrambled or fertilized?
Have you ever heard of that 100-year-old egg?
No.
That's what Ramjeet was digging out. All right, number six. Father's Day was invented. Was that actually singing behind us?
Oh, I don't know. I guess so. It sounded cool.
It was. All right. Number six. Father's Day was invented by Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd, who wanted to honor her father, a veteran who had raised his six children as a single parent.
Mm. And this is before 1919, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Number one, before 1919, it was okay that if you were pissed off at your wife to shoot her.
Wow.
So
wow.
Is this really a celebratory moment for this dude, or did he just kill his
kids? He just murdered his wife and was like, well, I didn't got rid of the nanny, so I guess I got to stick around.
Yeah, he was probably just pissed off because he didn't want any of his kids to wear a yellow rose. Number seven, in 1998, British boy Sean Stewart became youngest father in the world at age 12.
Wow. Whoa.
Wow.
12.
Was his junk even working back then? Like, when did puberty hit for that kid? Nine?
Clearly it was.
Dang.
I remember this story. That's how old I am.
Wow.
I remember this story.
Hold up. How old was the girl? Was it consensual?
She had to
be. Was she raped?
It was Britain, so she had to be, I would say, somewhere around, I don't know, 40.
was it one of his teachers? That's going around these days.
Yeah, and then they got married after he graduated and live in Washington State.
And after she got out of prison?
Yeah.
Or the gallows.
It was that good.
Is that what they call it?
It was that good he waited until she was out of prison.
Out of the gallows.
To hit it again.
Dang, girl, you got that prison box.
Number eight in Thailand.
Number eight. Wasn't that last one just number four?
I don't know. This is stupid. Father's Day is celebrated on the king's birthday. Currently, it's on December 5th, King Bongdongboy Amadalabdeb's birthday. That's literally what it says.
Bongdongboy.
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 B-H-U-M-I-B-O-L. Bongdongboy.
Bell did the bow.
Number 40. In Germany, Montag Men's Day is celebrated with beer wagons and regional food. Police forces are on high alert during the day.
Mm. Cinco de Drinko.
Cinco de Drinko, pretty much. It's Father's Day.
Hey, that's cool with me. Hey, that's what dads want. Ladies and gentlemen, don't buy your dad a tie.
Yeah.
Buy your dad a six-pack.
I mean, there's beer wagons. I mean, come on. It's a
beer wagon. You can't go wrong.
What? How can
beers, beers and bratwursts and breasts.
There is nothing better than alcohol on wheels.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the Germans got it right for Father's Day.
Who's calling somebody right now?
I don't know, but why is this band still played?
I don't know.
I heard
a phone call happening.
I heard Mr. Roger in the background say he didn't want no Girl Scout cookies.
Somebody ordering pizza?
No.
And the final top 100th reason why things we don't know about Father's Day. Greeting cards are the number one gift item on Father's Day, with the most popular card being dad from daughter.
I ain't got nothing. My dad can't read, so don't work for him.
Lip?
I'm not too sure.
Lip can't read either.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Norman, we need to talk. I missed you.
That's sort of silly. We just saw each other.
I mean, stop it.
Stop what?
I know what you're doing.
I'm watching a movie.
You're being a dick about something that isn't my fault.
I'm just watching a movie.
Movie's over.
That was childish.
Norman, stop it. Stop. I don't like you this way.
In what way is that?
All distant. Like you couldn't be bothered with me.
You mean like I'm my own person? Like we're different, like I have secrets from you?
Don't you walk away from me!
You're being ridiculous.
Am I? Norman, please! Stop! Stop it, Norman.
It was all just a game. The game was that we were devoted to each other. That no one could ever come between us. That we loved each other more than anyone could ever love another person.
But we do love each other.
Do we really, Mother? I'm going to my room. Don't follow me. Leave me alone. You stay out here alone.
Norman! Norman, unlock the door!
I have the key, Mother.
True. Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast. Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, U.S. of the A, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics all over the world, and I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Phil Olympias.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor. For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show, like our P1 listener, Mata Martha, has done. Mata Moo, what to do off the Twitter. And, of course, Queen Fat, Lady K.
Queen Fat, I love that.
She's the Queen of the Fats.
Queen of the Fats.
Yes. Queen of the Fat. Mata Martha off the Twitter says yes. The conga. That's her jam. Give it to her. Give it to her a little bit, Lip. That's enough. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. And Amazon wants you to know they've got everything for Father's Day. It is Sunday. Mm-hmm. That means get your asses over to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon today. Or tomorrow, so you can get it delivered to your house by Saturday. Or if you go over to your daddy's house on Sunday and don't have a gift on your phone through the Fat Guy Radio Show app, tap the Amazon button, order him a gift card, and email it to him as you're walking towards his door. Mm. It's that easy. So if you can, there's no reason that you should not be able to get your father or father figure or an impressionable man in your life a gift. All we ask is that you do it through Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon's so easy, they put a smile on the side of the box that makes Lip smile.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. The opening of the show, that movie clip wasn't a movie, it was from a TV show.
Uh-huh.
Bates Motel.
What?
I have had, because they cut my Scrubs and Bones
and Sense8.
And Sense8 is not coming back for season three.
Even you already binge watched season three.
Yeah, even though there's a lot of buzz that a network has picked it up. I'm not happy about that.
No.
I've always had Bates Motel. I got into Bates Motel off of A&E. It's okay. On A&E, mm-hmm. Channel 40 here in the state of Arizona. And I watched the first season and then I kind of fell off of it because I got into a few other things. So I've gone back to it.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've learned about Bates Motel is that the woman that plays Norma, the mom, has the best TV scream ever.
Yeah.
It is like, it is so perfectly delivered and not overforced or underforced or over delivered. It's just perfectly spot on. And it has gotten me completely engulfed in this once again.
Yeah.
And so I'm on season 4. I've got like 2 episodes left of season 4. And then it stops because season 5 just wrapped up earlier this year.
Ooh.
But I just got to the episode. It's not a spoiler alert, but spoiler alert. I just got to the episode where Norma dies. Did I ruin it?
She dies?
She dies.
I didn't know that.
In the show. Yeah, she dies.
Oh my gosh.
Norman kills her. But I won't spoil this for you.
Oh my gosh. You are a deplorable human being.
No, I'm not. You're not going
to
watch it.
I was going to watch it because I heard him say, because she sounded so crazy.
No, you're not going to watch it.
Then be alone.
You're not going to watch it.
I am
going
to watch it.
How's Sense 8 going for you?
I don't want to watch that. Just like I don't want to watch Stranger
Things. Did he or did he not sit on here and say that he wanted to watch Sense 8 because you've heard me and Ryan Scott?
I said I might have wanted to watch it, but then I got these emails and stuff from people telling me, "Oh, you should really watch it. You should really watch it." You know what? When people tell me to really watch something because everybody's watching it, I get that Golden State Warrior mentality of screw them.
Okay.
Because everyone's on their jock.
Every time I mention or make a recommendation about anything for you online streaming, you never go and do it. So I'm not spoiling anything.
Not all the time. I watched Arrow.
You told me about Arrow. That's why I started watching Arrow.
No, I told you about The Flash. You started watching The Flash because I did.
No, I watched Arrow
because of you. I watched Arrow because of you, and I started The Flash, and then you were like, wait, The Flash came on the Arrow, and I was like, what? Because the Arrow was on The Flash. And then you were like, well, maybe we should flip-flop. And I was like, okay, cool. Because you didn't like how The Flash got his powers. Because you were like,
I reject your reality and I substitute my own.
Because facts.
I can tell you right now that there have been plenty of shows that I've recommended to you.
Name
that
one.
You said, I just did, Sense 8.
I didn't like Sense 8. Everyone told me to do it.
And what was the other one that you said, Lib? I totally forgot. I blanked out.
I don't remember.
Thank you, Lip. I blacked out, so I can't. I've told you since 8.
I watched that documentary you told me to watch.
What documentary?
The documentary.
Andy Kaufman or whatever it is, Andy. We both discovered that.
But I watched it.
Because we were both Spartacus fans.
Exactly. And I watched it.
How many times have you watched Spartacus?
A bunch of times. I rewatch that all the time.
I know. Isn't it great?
It's so amazing. Now, as I remove foot from mouth and put
head to pillow.
Head to pillow. I put my hand to ass.
Dude, Bates Motel, it's off of the cycle. It was the TV series was based off of
Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Yeah, the Alfred Hitchcock movie, and they filmed it in Canada at the actual Psycho House.
Okay.
Here's what I've learned, though, and I'm going to give this warning to everybody. Lady K, he's not talking about it. I don't know. Here's what I have learned. When you are watching...
Wait, what did she say?
A stream... you didn't want to address it before the show, so I'm not going to address it on the show.
Scar on my head, I'm the boy who lived.
Here, one thing I've learned about streaming internet TV programming, don't ever listen to me, people. It's Corey Blaze here.
Hold on. Let me publish a PSA. Thank you. I got you.
Whatever you do, when you are watching any type of streaming videos or streaming series that you are building up to a certain climax, something that you don't ever want to do, don't ever Google anything about it. I have almost ruined Bates Motel for me 5 times by Googling stuff. Just putting in Bates Motel, pictures pop up from scenes from shows that you haven't seen yet.
Wow.
Because no one on the internet, everybody on the internet is like, I think I figured out what the internet is.
What?
The internet is just a race for the person to be the first to something.
Yeah, the first person to put it up.
Yeah, so of course, when Norma dies, there has to be, the moment you Google Bates Motel, even though you're looking for the logo to put up on your internet show's Instagram feed, yes, of course, when you put in Bates Motel logo, a picture of Norma's dead body has to pop up.
Wow.
When I haven't even gotten to that.
Wow.
So I didn't even know she was going to die until I Googled it.
Wow.
And then I wanted to Google the set because you know how I love to do like the background, like where is it filmed? Is it really there? Or is it just a Hollywood backlot thing or whatever? Yeah. You know, I want to Google the set, but no, I go and I Google the set and then they tell me, they reveal, you know, who Dylan's father was.
Wow.
I'm just looking for the set, brother.
I don't even know who Dylan is.
Dylan is on the Bates Motel.
Don't tell me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you were asking.
I didn't say I wanted to know. I said, I don't know. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
I'm not gonna watch it because you ain't got the flicks and net.
I do, actually.
Who you steal it from, Little
I didn't steal it from anybody.
Who you bootlegging it from, Little
I'm not bootlegging it from, I'm paying. for my own.
You were not.
I am. And I'm ashamed to say it. I'm also paying the $17 million it takes to get free Hulu.
By the way, I changed commercial my free password. Hulu. Just letting you know, I changed my password.
Dang, now I got to find a new Netflix.
That's what you get. You're not going to watch it. I know you're I'm not going to watch it.
Okay, by the end of the summer, I will be caught up.
Okay.
All four seasons.
Mark it down. June 15th, 2000.
We'll have a conversation about it. And if I finish early, we'll have a conversation on that next Thursday show. So you'll know where I'm at.
June 15th, 2000, the 17th.
Yes. Yep.
D-Tay says he will watch all four seasons of the Bates Motel.
Yep. I'll be caught up by the end of the summer.
I've ruined it for you, though, man.
Well, I've already seen American Psycho, so I already knew she was dead.
Lady K says, you said watch.
I said watch. I will watch it.
He said watch. She has the greatest scream, though. There's that show about Scream Queens.
Oh, yeah.
I've never given it 3 minutes, but
I think Ariana Grande was on that show. So, I wonder if she practiced her. Never mind. That was a tasteless joke I'm not going to make.
Oh man.
I'm going to stop myself real quick.
Bates Motel. I'm all in.
I'm going to watch it.
You know what? I think you'll actually, it's a thriller and it messes. And here's another thing I'll tell you about it. The producers and directors and creators of the show F with you too.
Yeah.
Because there you will learn that Norman's problem comes through blackouts where he blacks out and then he imagines something. Well, sometimes in some of the shows, the producers and directors take you into a blackout of Norman's, but you don't know you're in a blackout of Norman's until he's out of it.
Ooh.
So you think what's happening is real and it's not. It's in Norman's head.
So you're thinking like Norman's thinking.
Right. And I didn't realize that. I'm like, you guys just mind blown.
Wow.
I'm all
Thank
in.
You for ruining that for me.
I apologize for
now,
that.
Now when I discover that, I'm going to be like, oh, this is just a blackout.
You won't know it's coming.
I will now.
No, you won't.
Oh, I'm going to know.
Not until it's over. And then you'll be like, oh, what a ride.
No, because if something just seems like out of the ordinary, I'm going to be like, oh, this is obviously a blackout. What did Lady K say?
Do I have like a Lady K laugh now?
You looked over to the iPad.
I did.
And then you started giggling profusely. And I know what I said wasn't that
because
funny.
Because every once in a while across the Twitter, something inappropriate that turns me on comes across the Twitter.
All right. What'd you say?
And what we do all the time. I share it with you during the commercial breaks.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. Anonymous tweeterer. check it out. Bates Motel is really good. But let's transition here. Speaking of the aforementioned Lady K.
Yeah.
Lady K and I have this thing going on. Mm-hmm. Not what you two are imagining.
Sure.
Lady K and I share in the excitement.
Share in the excitement. See, where I come from, it's called doing the hippity-dippity.
It's not the hippity-dippity with me. It's more like the dippity-dot. Lady K and I share an excitement for one particular item.
Vibrators.
No.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Through Amazon.
Through Amazon at FatGirlRadioShow.com. Yeah. We love frozen Coke Icies.
I was like, what are you freezing? Frozen bananas?
Frozen
well,
Coke.
You know he likes frozen things up his butt.
Oh, come on.
That was said on the show.
Oh, now Mona Martha's tweeting that stuff about you I can't say on the air.
Hey, Mona, you ain't got to tweet him. You got my Snapchat, girl. Let's go.
Coke slushies. Me and Lady K share our excitement for Coke slushies.
Okay.
When we each go and find a Coke slushie, because I've expressed to her that it's hard to find them,
yeah.
The real authentic Coke slushies. So I've been settling for...
Not the cola slushies, but the ones
right.
That actually Coke.
I've been settling for the cola ones at our local QT gas station is what I've been settling for. But I'm here to announce the fact that I now have a big problem because I discovered... 4 miles from my house is one of those Circle K's across the street from another Circle K.
Oh,
and the
man.
One Circle K that I always go to, my friend Linda Circle K, it's so funny. It's kind of cool. Sidebar about Linda, every once in a while, she will actually plug her iPhone into the speaker system in the Circle K and play our show.
That's so dope.
And I didn't even know that. And I walked in there one night or one morning and I'm listening. I'm like, That sounds really interesting. That's me. She's like,
that's really entertaining.
You didn't know I did that. And Linda's so cute. She's like 4'7".
Oh wow.
And just this old country girl, and she runs my circle. I'll take a picture with her.
Okay.
But I go to her Circle K because the way her Circle K is positioned, I pass by it on my way home. So I don't go to the other Circle K because the other Circle K is going in the opposite direction. And I don't like going on that Circle K because it always smells like Cheetos and feet.
Yeah.
And the parking lot is really disgusting, and it's next to like a rapist car wash.
See, those are the good car washes, though.
They are. So after I'm done with the car wash, I still don't go to that Circle K.
Yeah.
So what I discovered, though, is that not Linda's Circle K, but the rapist car wash Circle K has the real, true Coke.
RCK.
No, Coke, Coca-Cola, icy flushies.
Slushies. They got the icy flushies.
Wow, you flushing down the toilet or what?
Oh, man, just cut out the middleman.
Hot pockets. Diarrhea.
He's lost it. K9 fleshies.
So they have the real authentic.
They got the real authentic Coca-Cola fleshies. He's done. He's sexually turned on right now, sexually frustrated, can't stick anything frozen up his butt. Now he got a flush his Circle K fleshy down the toilet.
Yeah.
He has to go next to the RCC K. Rapist car wash Circle K.
I have the original Coca-Cola icy flushy.
Flushies. Yeah. Oh, guys, you made me flush.
I meant slushies. All right, let's take a quick break here.
Can you keep it together?
Oh, God, I'm glad we're up on a commercial. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a really nice long one for Little Fella Radio here. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. I'll go dry my eyes. We'll be right back after this.
Hey there, AJ.
Hey, Sid.
What you doing?
Same thing you're doing.
And what's that?
You know what we're doing?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
If I knew what we were doing, don't you think I'd know what we were doing?
Exactly, Sydney. See, you know what we're doing because we're both doing it.
I don't understand.
What's there to not understand? You asked me what I was doing. I said the same thing you were doing. You said you knew what we were doing because we're both doing. You get it now?
Oh, show. I got you, homie. So what you doing?
The biggest little show on the internet. Little Fella Radio with AJ and Sydney at littlefellaradio.com.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target, ladies and gentlemen. I love our Target link. It's so seamless and easy to use. Little guy, you just heard his show's promotion. It's coming back on. Wanted some new stuff. You know, he's 17. And so I was like, well, you know, it's been a while since I've been 17. I don't know what the kids are into. And he wanted to put up some new stuff in his room and redecorate it and blah, blah, blah. I just had him go through Target, the Target banner or the Target icon on our app. And he just picked out a few things. And it was so cool because we got there and they had like at the customer service counter, they had like the little red Target, famous Target cart just waiting for us right there. Everything was paid for. Everything was already in a bag. We were in and out of Target in less than 5 minutes.
Wow.
It was great. And he got everything that he wanted and some things that he didn't need. But he got what he needed and some of the things that he wanted. And it was all easy. I did it all through fatguyradioshow.com/Target. So check out our Target link, folks. Not only does it save you money, but it helps support the show as well. Target, expect more, pay less.
Yeah.
So I'm in trouble because now I have found these real Coca-Cola Coke Icies.
Slushies.
Slushies within 4 miles of my house.
So you're going to be getting them like every day.
Ask me. I discovered this on Sunday.
Okay.
Ask me Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days. Ask me how many how many I have had.
Hold up. Before we ask, Lip, quick game. Over, under. the number is 7. Over or under?
Over.
All right, I'm going with over two, and I'm going to go as close to like 12. Corey, how many did you, how many slushies have you had in the past 5 days?
I have had one every day. So 5.
Okay, so we're under.
I find myself now turning down a street that I had never turned down before.
Just to avoid?
No, Lady K said 5. Lady K guessed. Yeah, exactly right. No, I now turn down a street that I had never really turned down or had any reason. Because there's two ways to get to my house.
Yeah.
You know there's two ways. You either go straight on one street or you turn up and go towards another street and you take like the back way in. Well, to get to that Circle K, you have to take down one street where you're going towards the front way in, but it's an inconvenience. I have made the detour 5 times.
Mm. Wow.
Even when just like, and check this out. This was really bad. One morning I woke up, I forgot to set the coffee maker. Mm-hmm. So I went to Linda's Circle K.
To get your coffee.
To get coffee.
And then cross the street.
And then later that day, went across the street to the Circle K, across the street from the Circle K to get the icy.
She's going to start noticing. She's going to start calling you a traitor.
She really is, because you can literally see the other Circle K from, I've got a problem. But
it's no, so just tell Linda, be like, hey, I'm going to need you to go over there and steal that icy machine and bring the real Coke icies over here to your store, Linda. See, and I will be in here all the time.
And she does it. She's got the little fake little
cola
lime.
One.
No, she's got like limeade slushy and some pink floating roach cockroach slushy.
Strawberry jacuzzi.
Mata Martha off the Twitter, diabetes, delish. Mm. But anyway, I'm in trouble, but you know, I was settling for the QT brand because QT is closer to my house.
Yeah.
And now I've realized that there's the real Coke icy flushy up the street.
Nice.
It's really great. As the promo that you heard, Little Fella Radio is returning for season 17.
Wow.
Or whatever
17.
It is. Starts,
17.
Starts this Saturday, folks. That is my little guy's show, Little Fella Radio, LILFellaRadio.com. Make sure you check that out. And they are streaming live on Facebook now, too. The network has let them back. So,
okay.
So check them out.
Very exciting.
Speaking of the little guy.
Yeah.
His birthday is this coming Monday.
Ooh.
And he is turning
21.
He is turning 40 years old.
Wow.
And he wants to have a bowling party. Like a lunar bowling party or something like that. But it's a bowling party. Have you ever arranged a bowling party get together like at a bowling alley?
No.
I've gone to a bunch of bowling parties, but our bowling parties, we just go to like that hole in the wall bowling alley.
Yeah.
And we all pay for ourselves. I've never like registered like reserved lanes or anything.
You've never done like you've never organized. You've only gone to parties. You've never.
No, like when, I've been like the one who organized it, but I was like, okay, we're all going to show up at this time and we're going to just get whatever lanes they have available when we get there. Like I've never called a place like, hey, do you guys have, how many lanes you guys have for this Saturday? I have a party of this many people.
Yeah.
Can I reserve some lanes? Like I've never done that way.
Don't even call them and do it now. You do it all online. Or am I just going to Corey Blaze land?
You're just going to Corey Blaze land. I don't trust online half the time. When it comes to like reservations and stuff, I need to talk to a person.
Yeah. So you have someone to blame.
Exactly.
See,
I take their names down. I'm like, and what was your name? Wilson? Okay. Thank you, Wilson. And you work on what days? Will you be there this Saturday?
Yeah.
You'll be there this Saturday? Okay, perfect. Thank you. And what's your manager's name? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So that way when I go there and my stuff is messed up, Wilson said this. And Wilson said that. And where is Sylvia? Because Wilson said his manager was Sylvia. Oh, Sylvia doesn't work anymore. So Wilson lied again. So now we have a problem with Wilson, and I need you to comp everything.
Well, Wilson probably wasn't able to be there that one time that you needed him there because he was too busy floating away from the raft.
How'd you know that's where I got my name from? I couldn't think of a male's name, and I just said Wilson.
Castaway. Castaway.
I should have said Spalding.
You made him Spalding. Lip, have you ever gone to a bowling party?
Not a party.
Though. Okay. Okay, so my bougie levels may be way too high.
Yeah.
It's $40 to reserve these. It's $40 an hour to bowl.
That's not bad.
What do you mean that's not bad?
Does that come with like drinks and chips and
that's not bad at all.
Lip. All the shenanigans.
Hold up. I'm trying to find mine and yours, Lip. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what Corey's doing. It's too late now.
Too late. I'm sorry. That was unprofessional. Stay on that shot because I need to blow my nose.
Oh, well, too late. Okay. Back to it. Yes. I think if it doesn't come with the shoes, then it's pushing it. But, I mean, if you think about, like, how many games you can get in an hour, if your guys are bowling fast,
okay.
I'm a fast bowler.
So what is it?
In an hour, I can get, like, 7 to 8 games.
So what does it cost to do a regular game?
It's like $12.
Lady K off the Twitter wants to know where you go. I don't know. I just found... The little guy found the bowling alley.
Yep.
He found it where it is comfortable enough for all of his friends to go to.
Okay.
It's in a centralized location for all of his friends to show up at because, you know, their parents have to drop them off or they have to, you know, steal their parents' car to get there. Or Tico or Uber or Lyft or whatever.
Nah, I don't trust Lyft with kids because people be raping.
See, and Mata Martha off Twitter says the packages have a main event. It's cheaper on Mondays. Yeah, and this is probably why I'm paying a premium because he wants it on a Saturday
night.
Yes,
yes, and then it's a new place. So
the place that he found is fairly new to the valley.
And then it's like
this is a new location.
You said it's like one of those bar type bowling alley places.
There's a lot more going on there than just bowling. It's not Dave and Buster's, but there's a lot more that's going on. I was
so that right there is, man, it's definitely gonna jack it up. I remember I went to the place of Strikes with Lux and they get no love.
Yeah, you're right, they don't. Neither does Lyft or Uber until they advertise on this show.
And then like it was me and like three friends, and we went to bowl. First of all, we waited an hour for a freaking lane.
Dang.
And then it was like $20 per person a game. $20 per person, one game, not an hour time limit. One game was $20 per person.
I remember the last time I bowled is because me and my friend Margot and my mom Benita would all get together, and Grandma Oli, God rest her soul, would all get together and go, prepare yourself, Mocha, to the Christown Lanes.
Oh, I still go there.
To the Christown.
I still go there.
Christown Lanes.
You know
Lanes.
How much it costs there?
Well, but that was what I was about to make the point of is that I would go down to the Christown Lanes.
Okay.
And we would play. It would cost us like $8 to bowl for 400 hours.
See, and now
it cost you nothing.
Well, now that what they do is it's $16. But that's for the whole night. It starts at 9:30, and they don't close until 2 in the morning.
But that's also the reason.
And that's with shoe rental.
But the reason why is because.
Hey.
That is some. And I'm not going to have my kid down at the old rock and shot him, shoot him up bowling alley.
When my kid turns 4, we bowling at the alley. If my kid can't run, my kid is dead. I'm sorry. Papa's in the car. You better make it in. Ducking bullets, serpentine, make it in the car, and then we out.
Tuck and roll. But that was the last time I bowled, and that was long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
$40 an hour.
Yeah, $40 an hour. It's not bad, but it's not.
And that's just the bowling. That's not shoes. That's not food for all his friends.
Oh, yeah, and that food there is probably going to be gourmet food, or what they call gourmet food. So, you're going to get nachos for like $10.
They are.
Like $10. I hate that.
The average plate is, when I looked it up on the website, is roughly around, I want to say, $9 to $12.
I went to a baseball game recently, and like we're on the topic of premium food and like how much it costs. I went to a baseball game last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I dropped $24.50 on 2 beers.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's it.
But
two beers.
That's at a baseball
that's
game.
That's 2 beers.
This is you throwing down a cement shiny ball down someone's open hallway.
But see, you get to throw as many balls as you want down that hallway for $4 for a whole hour. I drank those 2 beers, and that's it. And then you're cut off after that.
And Mata Martha says, at the Christown Lanes, they on Tuesdays, you can get shot for $2. I mean, you can play for $2.
Yeah, $2 games. Shoe rental is like $4. So you're playing $6 for the whole day.
When you're bowling alley, shoe rental, you have to shake out the shoe to make sure that your foot don't slide into like a hypothermic needle that's inside. That is that's a janky lane. You know that's janky, man.
Hey, if you ain't got needles in your shoes, then you ain't lived life.
Hi, Mom. I went bowling and got hepatitis. Like, no, I don't want that to happen to my kid. No.
I'm just saying, a little hepatitis ain't hurt nobody.
It ain't hurt nobody. It's just hepatitis B, C, D,
exactly.
And X.
It's not hepatitis Z.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be five freaking Coke icy flushies in one week.
I'm just saying, as long as he ain't got the Ebola, count your blessings.
I do not want my kid wearing a yellow rose. I was just blown away at
how... You shouldn't be wearing a rose in the first place.
I know.
I ain't no daddy.
I didn't know that it was going to be so expensive. Mm. Now ask me, did I pay for it?
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Was that even a question?
I don't know.
Come on.
I tried.
If anything, you were probably like, man...
Modern Mars just called me bougie.
Up. If the price is in reflection of how great this place is going to be, can we just go ahead and bump the price up to $150?
Well, the thing is that even though, hello, this is Corey Blaze, famed internet radio broadcaster Corey Blaze. Listen to me. My kid wants to throw shiny balls down your open hallways. Is it $40 an hour, or can we get the VIP package for $400 an hour? And do you have the space in your parking lot for stretch limousines? And I'm going to tell about the court, but sure. That's not how it went.
No, that wasn't how it went.
Maybe, slightly.
First of all, you did it online, so you couldn't.
I'm sorry. I got to get this one in.
Okay.
off of the new way to communicate with the show, my direct text message. My Uncle Vincent says, I wear female condoms. I wear female condoms on my feet when I go bowling.
Dang. Either those girls got some big old boxes or your Uncle Vincent got some small ass feet.
I'm done. I can't do it.
Oh man.
Uncle Vincent, get off of your phone. I'm done. I'm done.
That's crazy.
That's got to be the funniest thing.
I don't even remember what I was about to tell you.
I don't care what you're about to tell me. That
neither
was. Oh my God.
Wow. Female condom. Wow.
Lady K off the Twitter. Go Uncle V. LOL. Oh.
They give him more traction. No spermicide.
They got the ridges.
They're ribbed for grip.
I'm done.
Oh man.
Female condom.
Give a whole new meaning to a rip for his pleasure.
Oh my God. Oh Jesus. Oh. Okay. It's expensive. It's just really expensive, and I didn't realize how expensive it was going to be. But you know what? He's going to have a good time, and that's good.
That's all that matters.
That's what. And stop asking me off the Twitter what the bowling alley is going to be. No, because I don't want this to turn into
a meet and greet
Corey thing. This is about my kid. So no, I'm not going to drop.
I thought you weren't going to be there anyways.
It's going to be at the Strikes of the Luckies.
We are at the Strikes of the Luckies, and no, it's
Cityscape.
Not in Gilbert.
It's in Cityscape.
And please don't try to find us at the Gilbert Bowling Alley and try to buy me any drinks. It's the last thing that I want to happen. It's all about my kid.
Yeah.
And I will have female condoms on hand. Jesus Christ.
Hey.
I gotta...
Hey, where do you even buy female condoms at?
I haven't even seen...
I've never seen them in the stores. Like, is that a special request from the doctor's office? Like, hey, doc,
I'm planning on going bowling this weekend. Like,
I'm going to need you to give me some of them female condoms. My girl got an extra wide box.
Mata Martha, I love your mom, too. Mata Martha off the Twitter says, my mom is listening and she loves your laugh. She's over here being nosy and don't speak no English. That's okay. I don't speak English either. Mata Martha, mama. Wait, that's too many M's.
Mata Martha, mama. Triple M.
All right. Nobody could show up at my kid's birthday. I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, yeah. You shouldn't have.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Hey, on a side note, I'm having my birthday party this weekend.
You son of a bitch. You are not going to party block.
Oh.
Party blocking in the house tonight.
It's an all right time. Gonna have an okay time.
But yeah, I didn't realize how expensive it was gonna be. I cannot. Yeah. get over that. Oh, so, wait a minute. Wait. Whoa. Stop.
Whoa. Hold on. Stop the presses right now.
Is that our boy Terry?
Fresh off the Facebook live feed.
Yeah.
Finally, I can see the show. Terry from Australia here.
Terry is checking in live on the Facebook, yo.
Nice.
Let's see what time it is out in Terryland. Terry, don't tell us.
Down under.
I'm going to find out down there. Terry is streaming the show live right now.
Isn't it like afternoon?
I think it's afternoon.
Yeah, it's 1:15 in the afternoon. What the hell are you doing?
Go lunch break.
He works outside. Terry, stop picking up all them bugs, too.
Did a dingo eat your baby?
His Instagram makes me shiver every time I see it because he likes bugs. He's an outdoors guy. He's
something.
And the bugs are beautiful, but I'm bougie.
You're not a bug guy.
I'm bougie. It's 1:15 in the afternoon for Terry right now, and it is 11:15 at night for Lady K. Hey, Terry getting some love off of the Twitter. Lady K says, hey, Terry. Look at that there. JR saying, hey, I was in Australia for school. Good day, mate. Yeah, Terry's getting a lot of love off the... Wait the hell a minute. Why is the Twitter blowing up now when I was...
I know. When you were rambling and talking about stuff that no one cared about.
Maybe if I played in the dirt down in Australia, I'd get this much love
off
the Twitter.
Maybe if I dingo ate my baby, I might get some love.
Yeah.
Actually, a dingo did eat my baby. That's why I'm no longer a father.
We can't make Terry laugh too much because he is in Australia, the down under. All the blood may rush to his head.
Oh, yeah. And his toilet goes the other way.
It's me. I'm so happy right now. I'm so excited, DT. I'm taking your job.
It's me. I'm so happy right now, Terry, off the Facebook. Now in deep in brush cutting trees.
He's cutting trees
he's
right
cutting,
now.
He's deep in the brush cutting trees.
Yeah, so he's like...
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty awesome. I'm trying to find some
down under music.
No, well, not need down under music.
Some Crocodile Dundee.
I was trying to find like some
bed music. Bed 8.
Really?
Bed 8.
Oh, I can't find it. I'll just go to this. All right. Well, Terry, it's so nice that you're able to stream the show, man. That is all. You know, one thing I have to say this about the live feed on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I know it's not the best audio quality at times because, you know, it's overcompressed, recompressed, and recompressed again just for streaming purposes. That's why we always drive people back to the Vimeo feed. And we always drive people back to the website, of course, to look at that. But I love it. We've had Istanbul on the Twitter. We had Terry's counterpart from Australia last week. We've heard, who else have we had? What other countries have we had on there?
Oh, we had those two dudes from India.
That wanted to kill each other.
One was a prince, I think.
That prompted a call to the BDB Radio Network suits from National Security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to shut down our Facebook page. But I love that about our Facebook live feed. And Terry has been listening to the show. We normally walk him home is what he's told us. He listens to us on the way home. But I love the fact that he's listening to us while he's down cutting some brush right now. Be careful out there, Terry, because I hear Australia tries to kill everybody.
Yes.
It's dangerous.
I heard Australia is where they filmed After Earth.
That is true. It's 1:15 in the morning. Terry, you're going to have to take a day off and call.
In the morning or the afternoon?
In the afternoon. Okay. What did I say?
In the morning.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, Terry, you need to take your ass to sleep.
I know.
Go to bed.
Lady K is the one that stays up late.
Lady K, you need to stay up all.
JR off the Twitter. Oh, I already read that.
Oh, was he down there in school, right?
Yeah, he went down there for
good
school.
Good day, mate.
Yeah. Oh God, Uncle Vincent! I'm not saying that, Uncle Vincent. Another thing for us to discuss during the break.
Oh no!
All right, so we're up on a break here.
Where has the show gone? Like
I don't know. But before we go to break, can we check in on our weather? We have a new weather correspondent.
Yeah, of course.
Is it possible that we can check in on our weather correspondent? Because I know that he is standing by somewhere in downtown Scottsdale or Phoenix or something like that, but he's down somewhere, and you know, it's the weather is changing in Arizona. So let's check in with our live weather report. Let's go now live.
Thanks, Corey. The weather today out here in Arizona is
Oh no!
What is going on?
Oh my god, that's not right.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Okay.
Oh, there goes Grandma's house. Oh, weather intern, are you there? Can you still hear us?
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Can you still hear
what
us?
What is up with his afro?
Where are you at, weather intern? What is going on out there in Arizona?
I feel like we're going through a bunch of different stages of humanity.
Oh, the humanity. Where is he?
Whoa, my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I think we lost him.
I'm at a loss for words.
I am too. Well, it's hot outside, so don't go out there, folks. All right, let's take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. And on the other side of this break, I want to know if I can fat shame people because I'm fat. Let's have this discussion on the other side of this break. Can we, Lip? Is it okay with you?
Yep, sure.
Thank you. Appreciate that. By the way, there is a little Twitter feed that was going on last week about how many words you say during the show.
Five.
And someone actually guessed 17 words, and they went through the last show and actually got 17 words of what you said.
Nice.
So what I'll say is that even though we're going to play the Afterburn promo after this, if you go listen to the Afterburn show, folks, you really hear Lip.
Yes.
Am I right or am I right or am I right or am I right?
You're right.
He unleashes when there's no rules.
Exactly.
Because he cusses like a sailor.
Yes.
Don't get dumped like
Sorry.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show, broadcasting all the way to Australia in the brush where it's getting cut down by Terry. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
You do the sex tape and Little D will do the...
Okay.
I can totally do that. The release. And then we're gonna figure this all out, Lip. We're going to do it because then that's what's going to put us over the top. I can just see our Instagram feed just explode. Because people will follow us just thinking that it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this isn't anything sexual. This is just marketing.
And then when it starts feathering off, we'll do something else.
You'll have to have an affair. And then we'll have to have Danielle Law take pictures of you and your mistress outside the DoubleTree Marriott, and she will be, and your mistress will be holding the little jalapeno. Boy, I know. I should write for a freaking reality show. And then you know when that dies off, you know what the creme de la creme drama will be?
What's that?
Me caught with two dudes in a spa on a cruise ship holding Lip's baby.
Afterburn.
I do not listen in your office, in your car, or even your neighborhood bar. You can listen with your whole family. Dua.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
You're absolutely right, Mata Martha. We do need Fatmatic t-shirts. That's something that's actually in the works right now. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. You just heard a clip from our monthly bonus show, and that's Afterburn, folks. And the reason why we do a monthly bonus show, because it is a pay-per-listen product, and we do that to keep these weekly shows free. And because we're asking you to pay for it, we throw out all the rule books. There's no commercials, there's no rules, there's no one to tell us something that we can't talk about. We talk about things on that show that we can't talk about on this show because of the restraint of our sponsors and of our network. So we have to play it by the rules. And this show that you're listening to now is broadcast friendly, and the Afterburn show is not. It's a internet radio show. So we break all the rules during Afterburn. You can hear Philippius tell and regale his stories of his life problems.
Yes.
And his women issues and all of the ways that we come up with ideas to, you know, drive content for the show by making him have an extramarital affair. But you can hear that and more at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn, partnered with our friends at Patreon. Subscribe now, FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn, and we do appreciate you doing so. All right, I'm going to need your help, boys.
Okay.
Need your help. I know this is a hard break.
All right, what's up?
Okay, so you know how the Negroes can use the N-word with other Negroes.
Yeah.
Because they're black.
Yep.
Because they're Negro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The show is called Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yes. Okay.
So, with the methodology of the N-word,
yeah,
is that applied to fat people fat shaming?
No.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
And this is why.
Why?
Because the N-word is like the MF word. Like how Bernie Mac said, you know, it's a noun, a pronoun, a verb. I mean, it's used for anything.
Okay.
So you can use it in everyday conversation, interjectively, with other words like brother, sister, you know, like, give me that thing over there. Give me that N over there. You know, like.
Okay, but what?
Whereas fat shaming.
Right.
Your whole point of fat shaming is to shame that fat person for doing something. So that's like me saying, hey, Corey, your blood type is Ragu. You should be ashamed for coming out in a shirt that fits AJ. You like, like when I come in and I say stuff to make you feel bad about being fat, I'm fat shaming, and I'm not just having a conversation with you.
Okay.
I'm hurting your feelings on purpose.
Okay, so maybe what we'll do is I'll put it out there.
Okay.
And then you guys tell me if it's wrong.
All right. Okay, let's hear
Steve Harvey's Celebrity Family Feud aired on Sunday.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson was on there, and she looks like she ate the real Kelly Clarkson.
Mm.
Is that fat shaming?
That is, because she is so brave.
She,
she is so brave for coming
she
out.
She looked not okay.
Did she just have a baby?
I don't care.
And eat a baby
when
at
I
the
hear
same
Kelly
time?
Clarkson, I think of Kelly and that other
Justin,
the guy that is that one that it's so sweet now. That's Justin Garin. Did anybody know that? Off the Dr. Pepper commercials?
Mm.
It's the sweet one.
Nuh-uh, is that him?
Justin
I was
Garini.
Wondering why he looked so freaking weird.
That was his wig.
I always thought that Justin Garini was weird. And
frizzy
like,
with the curly hair? Nope, he's the sweet one. That's
wow.
him.
Wow, okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, that is
that's,
him.
That's weird.
Okay, so Kelly Clarkson
grace
is...
fell from grace.
Kelly Clarkson is...
We should fat shame him.
She's big, I understand, okay? But she looked uncomfortably big. So it should be okay because I'm big, right?
Yeah, but how would you feel if Kelly Clarkson turned on her internet tubes and was like, dang.
Her tubes.
Her internet tube thing.
And she would
and
be
was
like,
dang, Corey is uncomfortably fat. I know his show is called Fat Guy Radio Show. I know he's poking fun, but like he is uncomfortably fat. I'm surprised that chair can even stand his weight.
Honestly, I'd be honored. It's Kelly Clarkson.
That's true.
Just because she's the size of a bull moose does not mean she can't sing. What? Is that too far?
Bull moose.
Is that too far?
Baraki
okay, but maybe Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey was doing some type of theme because they have two battles back and back in that hour, and they brought on Chris Metz after that.
I don't even know who that is.
Mm-mm.
She's huge. I'll bring up a picture.
Is that Precious?
No, she's bigger than Precious.
But then you know TV, you know, adds like 10 pounds.
TV
how many cameras were on her? Is the camera adds 10 pounds. So how many cameras were exactly on her, and why do they all have the same vantage point?
I want to estimate, according to how much she looked like she weighed, there's a good chance she had maybe 200 or 300 cameras on her.
200 or 300?
I put them on. You don't know who Chris Metz is?
I don't.
Chrissy Metz?
I don't. Let's. You got her?
Yeah, I got her. Right. I got her right
I'll
here.
Put on this.
That's Chrissy Metz.
I can't see it.
I know.
What is she famous for?
She is famous for.
Was she Drew Carey's arch enemy?
No, she has some comedy show that she was on. But I understand. Okay.
Oh,
so,
wait. Was she with? No.
I can't remember. But she wasn't very well known to me. So I can't fat shame because I'm fat.
No one can fat shame.
That's a double entendre.
No.
Then how come the blacks can say the N-word
because
and
they're
the
not
Mexicans
doing it,
can't?
They're not doing it to make them feel bad about themselves. Other people use it and it's hurtful. When other people fat shame, when anyone fat shame, it's hurtful.
Okay, fine.
Fat shaming.
So can I celebrity shame?
Yes.
How many shows can Steve Harvey have? Look, Steve, I love you, man, but damn. Listen to this. Steve Harvey, he's got a new show called Steve Harvey's Thunderdome.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Thunder. Thank you, Lip. Thunderdome, Steve Harvey. How many more shows? The Thunderdome is a new show where inventors come out.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically pitch the audience against another inventor, and then the audience selects who gets a certain amount of money.
Nice.
Or whose project gets funded. But Steve Harvey is the black Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-mm.
Yes, he is.
No.
Listen, he's got a radio show. I'll give you the dings and the buzzers for every product that he has. Let me know we're up on a break. A radio show. One ding. He's got a radio show broadcasts in Texas.
Okay.
Daytime talk show. Check. He has a Steve Harvey show. Primetime talk show.
Okay.
Check. Little Big Shots.
Yeah.
Game show. Family Feud.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's Thunderdome.
Yeah.
And there's something else that he does.
What?
Celebrity Family Feud.
Okay.
Okay.
Now
hold on. He's got a clothing line.
Uh-huh.
What's next? A Steve Harvey cartoon? That's the only thing he doesn't have.
Yeah. And once he gets that, he'll be Bill Cosby. And then later down when he's trying to get bought out by Netflix, we're going to hear about all the rape cases.
Oh, that's not good. I love Steve Harvey. I really do.
I love him too, but I mean, that mustache been in so many boxes.
But he had, that's not right. That's
and some forcibly. I'm just saying.
But
I'm just saying, he rapes and he saves.
He saves and he rapes. But you realize that Steve Harvey, you know how they call it the Oprah kiss? Where Tyler Perry has gotten the Oprah kiss?
Yeah.
Because Tyler Perry is Tyler Perry because of Oprah?
Yeah, of course.
Guess who kissed Steve Harvey?
Your mom.
No, you son of a bitch. No.
Sorry. But hey, if your mom kissed me, I know I'd be famous.
That's true.
So it was a compliment to her.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ooh.
A lot of his shows are produced by Ellen DeGeneres.
Hmm.
So Ellen DeGeneres has licked that mustache.
So I'm waiting for him to come either out of the closet.
Never. No. Or, we're not going that far about Steve Harvey.
Or his rape cases to come to light.
We're not going that far with Steve Harvey.
I'm just saying.
I'm celebrity jealous of him. I want to be the next Harvey of the Steve. But I don't want all that show. That's too much work. I'm old.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for the first girl to come out of the woodwork. I guarantee it's going to happen. The moment he's going to retirement, we're going to hear about all the tabloids, all the faces are going to be telling about.
Have you seen Steve's wife?
No, she probably looks like a booger wolf.
She is hot.
Well, I don't know how the hell he got her.
Mrs. Harvey is right tight and out of sight. There ain't no way he is dipping that mustache in any other box.
I thought the same thing about Judge Mathis, but apparently he done had a hooker in the back streets of Georgia.
Oh,
cracked out.
Oh, my.
So, I don't know.
Terry, aren't you glad you logged on? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break with Trailer Talk and Bitch of the Year. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. You miss a little, you miss a lot.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6, premium electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to smoke to match any smoker's desires. I vape exclusively with Halo Cigs, and you should too. Find out what PC Magazine calls the best top-rated e-cig company for 2 years in a row. Find out at Halo Cigs with the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Give it to them. Give it to Mata Martha this time. Mocha Cub.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
Oops, wrong one. I was on the wrong bed. I apologize for that. I was trying to get to the Bitch of the Year thing. Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Mata Martha, that one was for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the segment that everybody loves so much because you know what? Sometimes people are just still bitches. It is Bitch of the Year.
The
Bitch.
This week's Bitch of the Year nominee is 29-year-old Randy Dwayne Vert of Pinson, Alabama. On Wednesday morning, Jefferson County deputies responded to a call about an abandoned car. But when deputies arrived, they were told that a man just stole a Kenworth T300 flatbed commercial delivery truck. With that tip, the deputies decided to investigate the claim. They located the truck nearby and Randy inside. Deputies attempted to stop Randy, but Randy took off and the chase began. The delivery truck pursuit went for 16 miles at a top speed of 30 miles per hour. Wow. See, Randy couldn't figure out how to get the commercial flatbed truck out of first gear. Jokingly, the Jefferson County chief deputy told reporters, thank God he couldn't find second gear. The pursuit could have gotten all the way up to 35 miles per hour. Randy Vert was arrested and charged with resisting arrest and attempting, in quotations, to elude police. His bail is set at $5,900. And that is your Bitch of the Year nominee. Dumbass.
Bitch.
Guess what's right next to... That thing was spinning like those new little spinners that everybody is freaking out over.
I hate those things.
God, it's like the freaking Slinky 2.0. But that's not what we're here for,
nope.
Lip.
No.
What we're here for? What are we here for?
I'm not too sure.
That's good, Lip. Glad you're paying attention, tracking with the show. Would you like some coffee or an in-flight pillow?
Coffee.
All right, we'll get you an in-flight pillow here just shortly. Right next to the Bitch of the Year sounder is the other segment that everybody loves so much. Terry's going to love this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's trailer. Yep. It's trailer talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for trailer talk.
We review the trailers because the trailers are
free.
And today's trailer is Rough Night, starring Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, put it in the back. Jillian Bell, Alana Glazer, and Zoe Kravitz. Five best friends from college reunite 10 years later for a wild bachelorette weekend in Miami. Their hard partying takes a hilariously dark turn when they accidentally kill a male stripper. Amidst the craziness of trying to cover it all up, they're ultimately brought closer together when it matters most. Directed by Lucia Anello, in theaters everywhere, June 16th, tomorrow. Lip, what's your take on Rough Night?
It reminds me of a Hangover movie.
A Hangover movie?
Yeah, I don't know which one, part two when the dude's getting married or something.
I think that was part one.
Is that part one?
Yeah, that's why they call it the Hangover.
Oh.
Because he got hungover after the bachelor party.
Well, anyway, that reminds me of that, but with chicks.
Yeah.
And they don't kill nobody. Do they kill anybody in that first
one? I'm pretty sure someone died.
No, somebody died.
Anyways, it's basically the same thing. It's probably going to be a Netflix premiere for me.
All right. DT, what's your take on Rough Night?
All right. So I have a long list of things going on here.
Everybody get comfortable.
Shut up.
Get your
so first of all, I'm gonna let this seems like a female version of the Hangover.
Okay.
But then at the same time, I'm thinking about if you look at a plethora of the movies being made right now.
One more again.
A plethora of the movies being made right now are taking that Hangover formula. You have this one. You have the Hangovers trilogy. Then you have Girls Trip with the Jada Pinkett and the not so fat Whoopi Goldberg anymore.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Nah, Queen Latifah. And then you have the old one, Las Vegas, with Morgan Freeman and all the old guys, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And it just seems like everyone's trying to remake this whole Hangover thing with all their success, and I'm tired of it.
Okay.
So I feel like this is another attempt at trying to get that bottle that four or five friends doing something crazy at a bachelorette or bachelor type party.
Now, see, you went hangover, which is more more relevant to the times.
So you're going to go old school.
I'm going to go even further
back.
What,
National Lampoon's?
No, no. Weekend at Bernie's.
Mm.
This movie is Weekend at Bernie's for women.
Mm.
He's a dead guy. They do funny things. And by the way, the synopsis that I read, I don't write that. That is directly from the website for the movie. The website gave you the entire movie.
Yeah.
So you're only going to go see the shenanigans that ensues between these five women.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's stupid.
Yes.
This is the dumbest movie idea. The Hangover wasn't funny. Weekend at Bernie's beat its L, and that was the best thing because it was new. It was something no one had ever heard of before, no one had ever seen before, no one had ever done before. And it took me, it was 10 years after Weekend at Bernie came out before I realized that the dude was alive the whole time, or the actor was alive the whole time. I thought it was a dummy. The dude was alive. He was acting dead, but he was alive. Because you know what they say? People are dying these days that ain't died before. That dude was dead. D-E-D. Yeah. Dead.
Didn't someone die in the Walmart parking lot?
Yeah, I shot him. But this is the stupidest movie. We are running out of ideas. No wonder why movies don't stay in the theater for longer than a hot cup of coffee.
Exactly.
I mean, you take more advice from your life coach.
Oh, speaking of movies, since we're talking about movies,
yes.
I'm upset with your ass.
Oh, get in line.
Did you or did you not see a movie that we were supposed to see, that I waited and did not go see because I was supposed to go see it with your ass, and when I even alluded to the fact that I might have seen it, as a joke, you were like, no, 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 you cannot see that because we're supposed to see it, and we never saw it in the theaters, and that was out on Amazon Instant Video, and you watched it with the baby boy.
Oh, which one was it? Slight?
Get Out.
Get Out? Oh, yeah, dude, you are absolutely right. I did watch it. It was good.
I hate you.
It's on Amazon Instant Video. You don't stream videos. And you know what? My kid wanted to see it, and I'm sorry. He outranks you at every turn.
Ooh.
So
you were supposed to make plans to go see that, and if it was on Amazon.
We lived together for 4 years.
And you never.
Did anything together.
Because you don't love me like you say you do.
You don't let me love you like I say I do.
My butt is wide open, but you say it's too small.
You want Mata Martha now. Take your Mata Moo and do what you do.
That's cool. We're going to go to her house and Netflix and chill.
I'm going to fly out to Lady K's house and I'm going to ride her horse and her donkey and her pony. What?
And get an onion in your face.
And I'm going to get an onion in my butt. What? I don't understand what's happening right now. I blacked out. I'm Norman Bates. I blacked out.
Was that a story right there?
All right, so on a scale of one.
Yeah, Lip, on a scale of 1 to 5, how many yellow roses do you get?
For the
Wait, I'm sorry, not yellow roses.
The movie.
The white roses.
Yeah, how many female condoms do you get?
Are we talking about pairs or single?
Pairs, because you have 2 feet and you have to wear them when you go bowling, so 2. So how many pairs of female bowling condoms?
I give him a half a. I give him one. Well, not even a pair, just one single one.
You give it just one single?
Yeah.
Just one single.
The other one blew out.
DT, how many female bowling condoms?
I'm going to put on 5 so I don't have to step in this dreck.
I am going to raw dog this movie with no female.
Oh, snaps! It's raw dogging.
With no female bowling condoms.
See, my 5 was a bad 5. It wasn't the good 5.
It was a bad 5?
Yeah, it's so bad that I don't want to. I have to protect myself.
I'm just going to raw dog this movie. I'm just going to raw dog it.
Dang, he says he's raw dogging. Raw dog McGraw.
I can't even find the closer. Female bowling condoms. I got to write that down. Somebody talk. Female bowling condoms. Okay. All right.
You got it? Okay,
Uncle
cool.
Vincent.
Scar on my head. I'm the boy who lived.
All right. The Twitter just blew up because we started making dates with Mata Martha. Let's see. Lady K is ha, 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 ha. Lady K says, promises. No, I'm kidding. Mata Martha says, I just heard the word butt. Mata Martha loves her some Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
You can go with, no, you can't. I'm not giving you that permission because you a little D it. You were out of control.
I am not. I'm not little D.
You're not, but you're getting there.
No, I'm not. I'm not even close.
You do. Let me put this out here now to all of you.
Hold on. Let's get off this.
All of the men Yeah, we're done with trailer talk. And trailer talk. all of the men of B2B Radio Network.
Okay.
Listen to me and listen. Lend me your ears. No, you can stay on the three shot because all y'all need to hear this.
Yeah, that's why I put it on.
I am smarter than all of you.
Okay.
I know things that you think I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't bring them up to you because I am smarter than you.
Okay. Mm.
Little D made me that smart because his little ass tried to do everything on the DL. He tried to do everything on the flip flop, the slide, the slip, but he didn't realize that all those extra little arrangements that he was making, I was aware of it because everything gets back to me.
Okay. Mm.
So don't think you running any games up
in
this.
I'm not running no games. I ain't trying to run no games.
I won your game before the game even started.
I don't even like to play. I quit school because of recess.
You are like school in summer. No class. Mm. Lip, is the show over?
Yeah.
Lip is good at getting us out of here at 118. All right.
I know, right?
Lady K, I'm not going to read that either. Oh, Mata Martha, I'm not going to read that either. Y'all nasty off the Twitter?
Wow.
I want to know.
Y'all nasty as hell. And I don't know who this lady... I don't know who that is, but they just said Terry's accent, Terry's Australia accent turns me on. We haven't even heard him talk.
That was me, baby girl.
You didn't do an Australia accent.
I did. I said, did I dingo eat your baby?
That's not an Australian accent.
Hello, mate.
That is a ghetto South Phoenix I refuse to better my life.
Fantastic show, guys.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. We love you from all the way down there in the upside down.
Down under?
That was a Stranger Thing.
Oh, shoot.
Reference.
Before we get out of here, God dang it, son of a bitch, stop the show. Stop the show.
Wait a minute.
Happy birthday, Michael Mejia. I am wearing my Michael Mejia Spermies hat for today's show because it's Michael Mejia's birthday, and we would be remiss. Go back to the three shot. We would be remiss if we did not sing The Love of My Life, Michael Mejia, our traditional Fat Guy Radio Show birthday greeting. Now listen, boys. Every time we sing this, you've got to put some feeling into it, some heart, some oomph. You got to give it all. We're talking about Michael Mejia. He paints new people.
Okay.
So on a one, a two, a three, Mejia paint bucket.
Yeah.
All right, now we can go.
And happy Father's Day, because he followed that hat.
Oh, he did. And people are probably saying, Michael Mejia gave me this hat a couple of weeks, months ago. I haven't worn it because I've been rubbing it in my nether region this whole time. All right.
Trying to get pregnant.
Trying to have Michael Mejia's baby. Mm. So the baby can wear a yellow
rose. Those
are
eyesight replicas of his sperms.
Yeah, they really are, because I've known I've got some in my eye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. We apologize to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Besides, he's on the plane to help Terry cut the brush down in Australia. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. If you need it or want it, Amazon's got it, and you can get it through our show's Amazon portal. Drop us a letter, comment, or questions anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Matter of fact, I got a couple of really interesting emails these last couple of weeks. I promise you, next week, we'll get to it. Lip, remind me.
Got it.
FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Full Olympus.
Yes, sir.
Our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sad dog.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you, what's it all about, put on your female bowling condoms and simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Oh, hello.
Female bowling condoms.